looks like.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I think ballots work long today.
All right, we'd like to welcome everybody to this Board of Supervisors meeting. This is August 22nd, 2023. And Jim just had a birthday, if anybody forgot. He is 42 or something.
I'll take that.
He looks it.
Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none either.
Okay, we have meeting department heads, elected officials, Janelle Nelly Lundquist, Treasurer's Office.
Well, good morning. Just happy to report that tax statements are finally in the mail as of 4:45 last night. Thanks to Rodney for hauling them all down there at the last minute. And thanks to Colin for getting the printer figured out too, so we could get rolling on that. Yeah, they're in the mail next day or so, hopefully. Receive them.
This is usually the time when the chairman of the Board of Supervisors announces his personal cell phone.
What's your number again? That's the number I always give, no matter who's chairman. But anyways, I appreciate that. Natalie Steffner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just business as usual. Nothing new to share.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Morning. Pretty much same thing here. We've been pretty busy lately. We have one subdivision that had some additional review, clarify a couple things, but that one appears to be ready to go, so we'll have that one on the agenda next week. That's a minor subdivision. And then we had our work session on the solar ordinance. I've been pretty busy with other things this past week, but this week I'll have some time to refine those last few edits to that document based on our discussion, and then should be able to send that out to you by email to review as we discussed. So look for that in the next few days or so. So apart from that, I don't have anything else to report.
Okay. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like always. Nothing new to report.
Kevin Glendenning, County Sheriff.
Good morning. Let's see, we started training our three newest deputies yesterday, so we're pretty busy with that. We're putting a lot of weight on our field training officers, but we appreciate everything they're doing. It'll be about 16 weeks for the two that just came out of the academy, and play it by ear, but several weeks at least for the certified officer that we hired. This weekend we have the Rotary Touch a Truck event, and that's going to be at Westland Mall, and there's going to be a lot of public safety vehicles. Other equipment out there for kids, families to come on out and check out our vehicles, say hi to us. So we'll be out there from 10 to 1 at Westland Mall. And then also Minneapolis Town and Country Days. So we'll be in the parade at 10 o'clock. So we're gonna be going a couple different directions on Saturday morning, but then Town and Country Days in Minneapolis will have a few events throughout the weekend too.
All right. How's it to jail?
Oh, it's 87. 10 are out of county, plus 2 juveniles. And then we have 4 on the wait list for the residential facility. Don't have a timeline on those, and 1 waiting to go to prison. Don't have a timeline on him either. But right about 87 right now.
Sarah Marie, County Auditor.
Good morning. Just still preparing for the election and getting things ready for that, and we're heading to ISAC this week, so if you need something for the agenda, email me and we'll get it put on there, but business as usual.
Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Project 99 is progressing. I'd probably say it's a little behind where we had hoped, but sometimes that's the way it goes between weather and just other factors, but they're moving along. Maybe some concrete on the north end of the bridge this week, but that could be next week. Might just be able to get ready for it this week. So they are working on shoulders on the section to the north where they had the concrete done. So yeah, it's moving along. Probably not as quite quite at the pace that everybody would prefer, but it never is. When you have a major road close, you get to the latter half of the project when people start seeing certain things completed, and that's when the frustrations kind of, you know, really start to fire up. But they are still making headway, and it's still going. So I think we're going to have a work session sometime. I say we're, but I'm going to have a work session with you guys at some point coming up. We have at least one spot and maybe a couple others that I've noticed. We're going to look at possibly a no parking resolution. Actually, I emailed Trent last week. He was going to check. I've talked to other counties, and their county attorneys feel like a resolution is adequate. But we have a spot off of 99 where we've started to get, well, I've had complaints on and off for a couple years. But where semis are parking that get there at the wrong time for a local business to open, so they're parking on the gravel road in front of people's houses. It's also a bus stop, from what I'm told. And so we're going to look at some possible no parking stuff for that specific location that we might be able to apply elsewhere where we have some other issues also. So I mentioned to Kevin a little bit, he doesn't have a lot in the Iowa code to work off of. So we need to do something locally to give Kevin and his guys some tools to use. So we might be doing that coming up, just to see what you guys have thought of. And then the shop, our new, which has not been at the front of your guys' brains, I know, forever. We bid that thing clear back last winter, I want to say. But the shop down on Hunt Road is in full construction. I think they should wrap up the actual construction side of it this week. And then there's still plenty of stuff to do. Utility subcontractors have to come in, get the water and the electric and stuff going. But it's a different spot now. So at some point when I have you guys out and about, we'll slip down by there so you can take a look at that. It's not done by any means yet, though. Other than that, there's plenty of stuff going on. We have quite a bit of stuff going on Beaverdale Road right now, so we're still ditching Beaverdale, as I think Shane is well aware of. Still ditching out there. Got some culvert projects going on in the same area. So,
How long is the ditching going to be going on Beaverdale?
I don't know if we'll finish this year, Shane.
Okay.
So just time will tell. There's a chance we could finish up this year. We did it all last year too, when we were ditching. Obviously, we don't ditch the full year because we don't have the time or the manpower. But I'd like to finish it this year and get moved on. But if we don't, we'll finish it up next year.
Fiscal or calendar?
Probably either. Not much time in the spring to do any ditching, so probably either.
Brian, how's our signs coming for the horse and buggy?
They're on order, Jim.
They're still on order?
Yes, that is the best I can tell you.
Yeah. They've been on order quite a while, I would say.
Well, since I told you we ordered them, I guess, so I guess I'd have to look back. But a month, maybe? I don't remember when I told you, Jim, I'm sorry, but we do have them on order. We do not have them physically at this point. So.
Well, I guess up there on Mediapolis Road, somebody had to make a quick turn to keep from getting one of them pulling out on the
down. Yeah, and if anybody thinks that the signs we're going to put up is going to prevent that, they're dreaming, because people don't pay any attention to signs. So, but they will go up once we have them, and they definitely are ordered. And I can have the superintendent check into it. We just don't have them yet.
Well, that's good. I gave him the best answer. I said they're on order. So.
Yeah, and they are. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very satisfied. Okay. Verse number four, correspondence. Gentlemen?
I had none.
Yes, sir. Hmm? Oh, yeah, you did that, sir.
The only correspondence I received was about Highway 61 and the Flynn Bottom intersection there. I had a couple people say that they didn't like that. I said, well, that's the DOT. That wasn't our engineer. So
you tell them they're barking up the wrong tree.
I told them they're barking up the wrong tree, and I gave them Tom's number. So
we aren't very fond of it either.
Was it the stop and yield that they weren't happy with, or what?
What's that?
What was it they didn't like?
They thought that it was going to cause an accident. There was a semi there, and he was hanging out on the road, and it almost caused an accident. And also that the signage that somebody was turning onto was facing east on Flint Bottom and turned heading the wrong direction. That turned back around because the signage or something that they took a left in the first lane was heading in the wrong direction.
I think it's just confusing in general because it's so different and new. And the other problem is that it sat a certain way for so long during construction. From what I've seen, I think the signage is all there. It's just a lot to take in compared to what it's been forever, or much less the last 2 or 3 years where it changed a couple times. I do think that they could have done some stuff differently, but yeah, that wasn't my push at the, not even the very beginning, 10 years ago when we did our first drive-through on the entire thing was for an interchange there. I just felt like there was too much turning traffic demand. I do believe they will have problems with semis. I don't think they have enough median room for a semi to comfortably get out there and then, of course, kind of frogger it on across whenever traffic. I've watched people pull up there and look the wrong direction before they turned out. You know, I know there's already been at least, I've seen a fender bender there, not saw it, but saw the results of it. It's a different animal. I would encourage people to take it easy there and kind of retrain themselves because it's very different from what it's been. And unfortunately, it's probably not changing anytime soon. So.
All right. Okay, moving on to discussion and vote. First, we have payroll reimbursement claim for August 25th, 2023. We have reimbursements in the amount of $274.10 in reimbursements and $70.92 in non-cash tax. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brober.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Edward Burney Memorial Justice Assistant Grant, the JAG grant agreement between the City of Burlington and Warren County. This is through 28E, but this agreement is made and entered into this 21st day of August 2023 by and between the County of Des Moines, acting by and through its governing body, the Board of Supervisors, hereinafter referred to as County, and the City of Burlington, acting by and through its governing body, the City Council, hereinafter referred to as City, both of Des Moines County, State of Iowa, witnesses. And basically, the city and county agrees to spend up to $20,027 for the purchases of two OSCR 360 capture kits, desktop software, and necessary training, one for use by the city and one for use by the county law enforcement personnel. Officer Schaefer, do you want to touch on this at all?
Or? Yeah, real quickly. Each year, the Burlington Police Department has the opportunity through JAG to have a grant in collaboration with the Sheriff's Department. This year we worked closely with the Sheriff's Department to come up with a project that was mutually agreeable. Burlington Police Department will author the grant, administer the grant, and then the Sheriff's Department will receive the equipment and training and software that they'll need as well as we will. This year's project is right around $20,000. At the end of the day, these JAG grants are a win for everybody. There is no matching cost. There's nothing out of pocket. So we're just asking you to sign off on the interlocal agreement. It was approved by City Council through resolution last night at the City Council meeting. So this is just a yearly thing that we go through.
Quick question, I was kind of intrigued by the name. You said capture kit?
Yeah, it's a crime scene processing kit. If you have a major crime scene, you're able to do a 360 capture of the crime scene. It also is usable for large traffic scenes, and then also you can make presentations for courtroom. So you bring in this room, if you did the Oscar 360, you would take the entire picture of the room for a courtroom presentation.
Nice.
It'll enhance our ability to show jurors what the crime scene really looks like as opposed to just a digital photo.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Major.
Yep.
Satisfied?
You're
getting another question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shane's signature.
Motion to approve the agreement.
Second.
Second. Moved in second, Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Just a big thank you to Major Schaefer and the Burlington Police Department. They do all the work on this, and we certainly appreciate being a part of it with them.
Do we have all of them?
Just got to get that.
He's got the original here, so I'm going to have Sue come grab and make a copy for me.
Give me a stamp for that, or?
Probably should. Do stamp. Do you want it stamped?
Yes, please.
Okay.
County Attorney said you're supposed to leave one that's signed in your hand when you go.
Oh, I think.
You got to put your back.
That would speed up the process.
Yeah.
Can I get a copy of that real quick?
Can I get a copy? You've got a copy, don't you?
They're not all
those attention. Don't worry, they don't. Okay. Moving on to 5C, which is a Class C liquor license for Yarmouth Filling Station. It's a renewal. Sheriff?
No concerns up in Yarmouth.
Moved.
Approved.
Moved. Can I get a second?
Second.
Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. To do before we wait on you, or you good?
You're good.
All right. Okay. Next, we have approval of IDOT agreement number 2024C-005. This is an agreement between the DOT and the county. Brian Carter, you want to?
Yeah, I can address this. This just showed up in the mail when you get it on the agenda, so I didn't have time to really. You guys know everything's always moving with the DOT behind the scenes. This is for the segment north, so it's the segment, the final segment is the best way to describe it. So it's the connection between the Mediapolis Bypass and Newport Junction. Obviously that extends into Loisa County, and we're only dealing with Des Moines County. But this is basically them agreeing to put the approach paving, which we've done at all the gravel roads all the way up and down there, into their project design and into their bid documents, and then us agreeing to reimburse them for the cost, whatever that happens to be. I think there's three intersections included this that are gravel. We only do this at gravel road intersections. If they come along and redo a paved road intersection, they connect that back with paving as part of their cost because we already had it paved. So these are just those 50-foot approaches so that our motor graders don't have to be out in 70-mile-per-hour traffic trying to maintain that road right there. So Shane had texted me yesterday, and I know you guys didn't realize this was coming. I've been talking to DOT. This is the second permit I think you got, or agreement you guys have approved in the last 3 weeks or something. So obviously the DOT is spitting out agreements. That's all this is. Their current estimate is $79,100. That will change. That'll be dependent on whatever the bid prices are whenever this is done. This is probably 5, 6, 7 years away. I mean, this is something, obviously,
from being complete?
Yeah, I mean, before us having to pay for it.
Okay.
This is, I mean, because we're, again, we're talking paved approaches on our project that's not even out for bid for grading at the moment. So this is a ways away. We've done the exact same thing. I'd recommend approval. I think it's a good approach. I think it's well worth the spending of the money to do it. If nothing else, just for the safety. A lot of the traveling public on our gravel roads like it too, because they don't, they don't spin out. They get up, they get onto a concrete approach, and then they can take off. And when you're trying to pull out with that kind of speed of traffic you're pulling into, I think it makes them feel better also. So I'd recommend approval.
Move to approve agreement 2024-C-005.
Second. Moved and seconded. Sierra Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McGamble.
Yeah.
I'll grab that original from you, Sarah, when we're done. You can have a copy of it, and then I can get it sent back to the DOT. Once we have their signatures, I'll get it back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
That's the top part. It's just not, I think. Moving on to personnel actions. We have one personnel action for Alex Schnedler. He is a lead maintenance guy for the maintenance department. It's his anniversary and his 24-month step increase effective August 23rd, 2023. He's moved from a previous rate of pay to $38,460.38 to a new rate of pay at $39,375.96.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Finally, we have the minutes for the regular meeting of August 15th, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Other business?
I have none.
I have none.
Any future agenda items? Committee reports.
Thomas.
Didn't have any committee meetings. I did attend the arrival of that rail car, that old Holocaust era German rail car at the Danville Library. I know how hard they've been working on this and how long, so I'm certainly excited when the open house is going to be. So as soon as I hear, I will let us know. Worry will know first. That's all I've got.
I had a community action board, and part of that was going over the roles of the board and that we need to take a 20,000-mile view from way, way up. Not to get too caught up in stuff. But anyways, we talked about that. I had a Des Moines County Regional Solid Waste meeting, and we're gonna conduct a study so that we can bring in a new cell. Actually, they need two new cells, but it's pretty costly. So we're looking at bringing in a new cell, which they store all the trash in or whatever. Anyways, that was about it. And then I had the Workforce Development Board. They've helped 125 dislocated workers and 60 youth to get jobs, and I think our I couldn't see, I didn't get the whole picture, but I want to say it was 4.1% unemployment rate as of currently right now. That's all I've got. James?
I attended the public health meeting, and everything seemed to be going pretty good there. They still want to have a work session with the board, the supervisors over vaping. The vaping ordinance, it's becoming quite a problem with young adults and older people, I guess. According to the vaping, it's not the best thing for you. And then I attended early childhood and school ready. And at the end of the last year, we had in our early childhood, we had $5,437.19 unallocated money left over. And in the school ready, we had $22,588.22 unallocated left over. And that's well within the 20% range, below 20%, so we keep that money. So rather than divvy it out between the partners that are already in there, we decided to keep that in the pot in case right. Something came up for a later date, you know, because they might have a thing out at the mall like they had out at the mall, you know, last summer. And a lot of that would go toward that. And one fact that really got me was they had a last March, if you remember, I told you that they was having that concert. But when it got to Burlington, we had 26 children and 19 adults attend. And out of them 19 adults, 8 of them adults was dad caregivers. The fathers was the male caregiver of that family.
What percent?
Out of 19 adults, 8 of them,
okay.
So almost 50% of the people that attended, that the father was the caregiver. And that's saying something, you know. That's all I have.
Before we go into the 2 minutes for public input, county attorney's back. We missed you for comments, so Lisa, have anything you'd like to share with us?
No, we're just really busy.
Busy as usual. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Now we're going to have James. You want to set your clock? We're going to give you an opportunity now for public input. If there's somebody that would like to call in at this time, you can do that at 319-753-8203 extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203 extension 4. We'd love to hear from you, or you can email us at board@dmcounty.com. That is board@dmcounty.com. We'd love to hear from you, especially Tom. He loves this stuff. And if there's anybody here today has a comment, start the clock, James.
Yep.
Well, I'll jump in. Jim, those signs did come in fairly recently. I texted with the office. So,
Amish?
The Amish signs, or the horse and buggy signs, okay. I guess, to be more generic about it. So we'll work on picking out locations and start working on getting those installed. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thomas? Say something interesting.
How
long did it
take
you to get your coffee this morning?
I'm at a loss.
You're at a loss?
Did your hearing go as well as you were hoping? Or not quite?
It better than expected.
Good. That's all I needed.
Respondent was unavailable, so.
All righty then.
Is Irish Ridge on your list for the horse and buggy signs?
Yes, we'll have some on Irish.
It'll be what, Irish Ridge, Indianapolis Road, Baytown Road?
I would say those would certainly be 3 of the locations. I mean, anywhere where they actually have a location, which is those would be priorities, and then possibly if you're on 99. So, but yeah, I think all of those are areas that we'll have to put something up.
What's the actual ordinance? I mean, should somebody, and I know you don't want anybody in the ditches anyway, should they try to stay to the side of the road? Do you expect that or in this or?
They have a legal right to use the roadway.
Anyway, okay.
There's no, I mean, I'm sure Kevin can speak to legality. Clearly, they have to stay on their own side of the road.
Sure.
But they have a legal right to use the road, so.
Okay.
Especially on an unpaved road, which is where we've had the most concerns. A lot of times, like, there'll be an overtaking vehicle coming in one direction or the opposite direction, and then a vehicle coming up behind them, and you know, their speeds are much less, and the gravel dust kind of causes concerns for that visibility. But they can, I mean, they can run down the road the same rights. It's just kind of getting our county adapted. There's been several families that have moved into our area over the last year, and kind of getting used to that, because there's been some close calls, which is, it's concerning.
I grew up in Wapello Davis County area, and you just get used to them, that you know you're gonna have to look for them. So I think Kevin's right, it's just us adapting more to seeing them here in Des Moines County. And I know, at least on paved roads, historically, they would always get over as much as possible. As much as they could safely, if it's the shoulder and, you know, partially on the paved portion. I think they try to be as courteous as they can to the other drivers that they know they might be slowing down a little bit. But it's really just a question of getting accustomed to them being around and knowing that you have to keep your eyes out for them. Where I grew up, they were a common occurrence, so you didn't really think much of it.
Kind of like bicycles, you know, when you're on paved road, you look out for them bicycles on these county roads.
Well, I'm sure we'll get used to it.
They're easier to see than bicycles.
Oh, they're bigger. I would think they'd be.
Are they required to have those slow moving vehicle signs on them?
Are they okay?
Yeah, they almost always do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll just be on the back of your bike.
Yeah, the orange triangle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It's really just being cognizant that they can kind of, especially if you're on a road that doesn't have great visibility, just being cognizant that there's always that potential.
Some of them, you go different places, like up at Kelowna, they'll have LED lights on the back and even on the front and stuff. But from what I gather, at least on Irish, there's been some interactions at night where there was nothing. You just got a horse and buggy black in the night. And like I said, there's...
Is there a legal requirement for them to have that slow-moving vehicle?
If it's... So they have the smaller carts. And the smaller carts, I don't believe it's required on those, mm-hmm. but if it's the larger carts, they are. I'd have to look back at that, but I think the smaller carts, they're not required to have them on there. So they have, like, really little carts that they're not required to be on there.
Because I think with those, you could still see the one that would be on the buggy itself. It's just if it's big enough that it would impede that, then they have to have a second one.
I don't know those rules. That's more Kevin's area.
Yeah, I'd have to refresh on that, to be honest. But I know I've seen some of the smaller carts that don't have the slow-moving vehicle, and
yeah.
I don't believe that's required.
They do themselves a favor to have.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of this meeting, and with an aye, we'll be adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.